Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL. And let's get right to it. Right now we're joined by the Orioles' top executive, the general manager, Dan Duquette. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Brett. How are you?
I'm doing well. So let's get to the news of the hour, Wei-Yin Chen. The reports are he's likely heading to the disabled list. What can you tell us?
Well, he had an MRI today, and our doctors are going to review it tonight, but it looks like he's headed to the disabled list with that strain on his right oblique.
I know this news is fairly fresh, but can you say if it's going to be, are we looking at a month here? Are we looking at several months here for an injury like that?
Well, the DL is for the 15 days, and he's going to need a time to rest. And then once it feels better, he'll have to resume his throwing program. So that'll probably take a little time, too.
But you don't think this is something of a season ender, we'll see in August kind of thing? You think that it is reasonable to say he could be back fairly shortly?
Well, it's a couple of weeks, and it depends on how he comes along. But generally, he's taking a couple of weeks to heal, and then, you know, it takes some time to return to primetime throwing. So, you know, it'll be the full 15 days, probably a little bit more than that.
And, Dan, have you thought about a replacement for Wei-Yin Chen in the rotation? Of course, you're also dealing with Miguel Gonzalez and another starter beyond the DL.
Well, we hope Miguel will be back sometime next week, and we'll see how he goes, but he'll be eligible to come off during this homestand. And then we have some qualified pitchers down at AAA. Steve Johnson, who we just saw, Jurgens is throwing pretty well down there, so I think we got some good candidates. The next time we need a starter, it looks like it's Saturday, so we don't have to do anything until then to replace him as a starter.
So there is a method to your madness of stockpiling arms wherever you can find them all the time, I guess.
Well, you know, there's usually an opportunity to use these veteran pitchers during the year, and this looks like one of those opportunities.
Also, I do want to ask, talking about pitching and starters potentially down the road, Tsuyoshi Wada, he is going to make his first official minor league rehab start on Thursday, correct?
Well, he's 1 year post-surgery, and he's been throwing good in Florida, and he's ready to go out. He's going to start this coming week in Norfolk. And, you know, he threw really well in Florida the last two times out, and I think after a few starts, we'll know if he'll be able to contribute to this year's club.
Final question, Dan, about Tsuyoshi Wada making his start. How exciting is it for you, just because he's probably one of your first signings as the Orioles general manager, and you really have not been able to see him in action yet? So how exciting is it for you to be able to see him pitch for Norfolk?
Well, I think that he'll be able to contribute, and we've had a lot of invested in Tsuyoshi. Now he's going to get an opportunity to see if he can help our team.
Dan Duquette, the Orioles general manager, telling us that it looks like Wei-Yin Chen's heading to the DL. Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Orioles general manager Dan Duquette. With, I don't know if that was OnStar or what back there, but it was something. But the news is that it looks like Wei-Yin Chen is heading to the disabled list and with an oblique injury. And it did seem like it wasn't going to be something that was going to last for months and months on end. It was going to be something a little more in the short order, but it's a wait and see.